Unit 6, Part 3. Eva is listening to the school's radio program. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully. As you are listening, answer the questions. The radio program will be played once only. The radio program will begin now. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning program, A Jolly Morning. Our special guest today is our principal, Mrs. Tang. Thanks for coming today, Mrs. Tang.
I'm very happy to be here, Sam.
Mrs. Tang, how long have you worked at our school?
I've been the principal here for 9 years. Before that, I taught Chinese in the school for 6 years.
So that's 15 years.
Yes.
Do you have anything to share with our primary six students?
Yes, I do. First, I want to say that I'm very pleased with the wonderful group of students we have in primary six. Neither the teachers nor I are worried about their future. They can now take up more roles like being class monitors, team leaders and helpers in different activities. They're not young kids anymore. They've grown older and wiser and much more confident.
You're right. Mrs. Tang, I know that you have something special for our primary six students.
Yes, we're going to give each primary six student a purple band to wear around their arms. This way, for the last month of school, all teachers and schoolmates will find the P6 students more easily, and we can wish them luck in their secondary school.
That's a very interesting idea, Mrs. Tang. Now, can I ask you to give some advice to our primary six students?
Well, I'll say, don't be too worried about your marks at school. Marks are important, but it's more important to believe in yourselves. You can always do better than you think. Remember that.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Tang.
You're welcome.
All right. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to two P6 students. They're going to share with us what they did at the graduation camp.
Check your answers now. Number 6. How long has Mrs. Tang worked as the principal of this school? Number 2. Sam says, "You're right." What does he mean? Number 3. How does Sam feel about Mrs. Tang's idea? Number 4. According to Mrs. Tang, primary 6 students should... Number 5. Who will be the guests in tomorrow's program? This is the end of Unit 6, Part 3.